Ohio's heroin epidemic has pushed more children into state custody, as agencies saw about 1,000 additional cases over the last year and a half. Funding for those agencies has shrunk dramatically. In Ross County, almost 90% of kids placed in foster homes are there because their parents struggle with addiction. The sky is overcast as caseworker Jennifer Mills drives down a long, open road flanked by fields of yellow grass. Mills says most days she'll drive from one end of Ross County to the other, filing paperwork at the local courthouse or checking in on her cases. Many are parents struggling with addiction and kids living in foster homes. Mills has had this job for 3 years, and in that time, only two of her cases were not drug-related.
Drug cases are hard because you want them to want to be successful. And I think some of them really truly want to, but the drug's stronger than their desire.
Mills recalls parents who stayed clean for years, only to relapse and die from an overdose. Or a four-year-old boy who showed Mills how his mom would tie a tourniquet on her arm and shoot up with heroin.
On that particular case, there were needles found in his bedroom.
The drug epidemic has affected countless lives in Ohio, the most vulnerable being children. But Ohio ranks last in the country for the amount of state funding given to child protection services. In the last decade, that funding has fallen by 17%, or about $93 million. In Ohio, each county is responsible for their own child service agency. While wealthier urban areas can use money from property tax, rural areas tend to struggle. Jody Walker is the director of the child service agency that serves Ross, Vinton, and Hocking County. Walker says agencies like his rely heavily on tax levies if they can get voters to support them, or if they're lucky, the county commission.
But again, it becomes a local cost, and the state, you know, while they do give us an allocation, it doesn't go very far.
Walker says the number of cases are going up, and the cost of care for these kids is increasing. With a tight budget, the agency can do little to invest in programs for prevention.
At this point, we're just doing the day-to-day things right now and making sure kids are safe.
Drug cases tend to drag out longer. They require constant check-ins, drug screenings, and legal work. Many parents fail to overcome their opiate addiction and lose custody of their kids. In the last year, this small agency has lost 5 caseworkers due to burnout. Jennifer Mills says her cases don't always have a happy ending. That's why you have to feel called to this work.
This is definitely not a job that you go home at night and not think about it.
Mills checks in with one of her clients, a mother who recently lost custody of her 6 kids due to drug addiction.
So this is Caroline. See her.
The young woman, Caroline, will use only her first name because her case is ongoing, has been clean for 8 months, and Mills says she's shown considerable improvement. Now, Caroline's fighting to keep custody of her newborn baby and prove she's overcome her past.
I love my kids, but did I do right? No. Did I keep messing up? Yes. Did I keep going back and failing drug tests? Yes.
Mills says her clients either love her or hate her. When Caroline struggled with addiction, it was Mills who had to carry out the court order to place her kids in foster care. But now that she's on the path to recovery, Caroline says Mills is helping her get one last chance at motherhood.
Jennifer and I, we've been rocky, but this one is way better. This case is way better. Of course, she's been a lot more understanding and helpful, actually, this time around.
Before she leaves, Mills checks the pantry to make sure there's food for the baby. And she swabs the inside of Caroline's mouth for random drug screening. Caroline can still become one of Mills' success stories. For those, she says she typically earns a thank you. Esther Honig, WOSU News.